blamed on the Islamic State group. It says the men were from Russia and the Central Asian republics of Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. More than 40 people died in the attack. A 60-year-old woman in Britain has won a legal battle, allowing her to use her dead daughter's frozen eggs to give birth to her own grandchild. Her daughter had her eggs frozen after being diagnosed with cancer. Clive Coleman reports.
The woman's daughter, known only as A, died aged 28. She expressed her wish for her mother to be her surrogate, but didn't put that in writing. The Human Embryology and Fertilisation Authority refused to allow the mother to take the eggs out of storage, saying her deceased daughter hadn't given sufficient consent to what was being proposed. A High Court judge upheld that decision. Today, the Court of Appeal reversed it, finding there was sufficient evidence of A's true wishes. The HFEA says it will now reconsider the case.
Two Israelis have been wounded in a knife attack by a Palestinian just hours after a 13-year-old Israeli girl was stabbed to death in her home. Israeli police say that one of those wounded is in a serious condition. The attack happened in Netanya. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The US military has confirmed that it's ended its ban on transgender individuals serving openly in the armed forces. The Defence Secretary Ashton Carter said he wanted to remove barriers to serving unrelated to people's abilities or qualifications. He said the armed forces needed to employ all available talent. The new rule takes effect immediately. There are estimated to be 4,000 transgender individuals in the US military, including reservists. A US Navy investigation into the capture of two American patrol boats by Iran in the Gulf has found that the sailors showed weak leadership and made a series of errors which led to their detention. 10 crew members were held for almost 24 hours on Farsi Island in January after their craft strayed into Iranian waters. The report says some of the sailors had revealed sensitive information to the Iranians. 8 of them are to face disciplinary action. The US State Department has removed Thailand from its list of countries with the worst record on combating human trafficking. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, denied that the decision was based on political considerations. More from Barbara Plett-Usher in Washington.
Thailand has been strongly criticized for using forced labor in the seafood industry, but the State Department determined that its record had improved. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, insisted that ranking decisions were not politically influenced, and indeed, strategically important U.S. partners such as Myanmar and Uzbekistan were added to the blacklist. Human rights groups welcomed these downgrades, but said Thailand and Malaysia didn't deserve to be off the list. Malaysia was upgraded last year, which made it eligible for crucial trade talks. Other countries added to the blacklist include Haiti, Sudan and Turkmenistan.
In the biggest shock yet of this year's Wimbledon tennis championships, the second seed, Garbiñe Muguruza, has been knocked out in the second round. The French Open champion lost in straight sets to Slovakia's Jana Čepelová, who's ranked 124th in the world. BBC News.
Thanks, Marion. You're listening to the newsroom from the BBC World Service with Oliver Conway. My chances of being Prime Minister are about as good.
Whoops, that's enough of the BBC News. We'll get to the Afternoon Sound Alternative coming out of Denver with Sharif after telling you that you're listening to KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and in Nederland at 93.7 FM, online at kgnu.org. Time now for the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Sharif?
Thank you. Good afternoon. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver. Oh, my goodness. You're listening to the Afternoon Sound Alternative. Sit back, relax, do not touch that dial, because you know the Reef Man is going to make you dig his style with a smile. Baby.